Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islamite. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to all of you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of Youth Station. This is Nahid having the honor of being with you, and here with me, I have the pleasure of being with my very dear sister.
Masuma, how are you?
Great. How about you?
Everything is nice.
Well, these days my friends are just talking to me about getting married.
Yes.
And why do you make a stand against it? Why don't you like to let someone enter your private life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, to answer them, I have many things in mind. But honestly speaking, I just act as if I haven't heard what they say.
Oh.
Because I know that they're not going to be listening. They're going to have their own side. And I do have mine. And this is a place that we cannot have any common things in between. So I act as if I couldn't hear. And they're sometimes like, hello, girl, are you still here? And I'm like, I am here. I heard all you said. Even a few days ago, I told them the summary. I told them, you said this, 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 and that.
I remember it all.
And I heard all of them. And even don't imagine for a second that I couldn't hear. I heard them all. I just chose to act as if I cannot hear. I chose to be deaf at the moment. So, single life. This can be the starting point of today's episode.
I think when every generation looks back on their older generation,
yeah,
they take away some messages. And I don't want to say something very too much general. Generation have seen, unhealthy marriages around themselves,
yeah,
or are in movies and stories. So, when I hear some lady, for example, when women get together, they nag. I'm like, girl, so why did you get married in the first place? They're like, oh, I wish I knew. So why you didn't do more research? So I'm always blaming them.
Yeah.
I'm like, why didn't you think beforehand? Why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do that? And so now that I'm the age that I might get married, it feels weird that should I stay single? Should I change a bit? What's going on? We are in this little confusion because we don't want to risk. We have this sense of individuality. I think back then, especially when people lived in joint families,
mm-hmm,
this sense of individuality was not really there. It was more that us. It was not me, right?
Right.
I hope it can make sense. It was, how can I be benefit for others? But now, at least some people like me in our generation are like, how is it gonna benefit me? We are more I-centered.
Yeah, right. But I think with improvement comes this kind of vibe that I have to care about myself.
Yes.
That I am responsible for my own life. I mean, in the past, we would have had these stereotypes that the man of the family is going to be,
mm-hmm,
responsible for everything.
Yes.
And the woman is going to just stay home, be gentle, take care of the children. And now these roles have been deleted.
Yes.
So as a woman, as a man, I know that I'm responsible for myself. Boys right now will say that I will leave once, so I should be responsible for whatever decision I'm making. The same happens to the girls. So I think with improvement, these things have come. Parts of them are positive even. I mean,
yes,
it's really nice that a young girl today will not wait for someone to come and just...
Oh, a lovely prince, save me.
Exactly. And the boys the same. They are not waiting for someone to come, change their lives, make it more beautiful, make it all colorful and nice. But they are working for themselves. The boys know what their dreams are and they're working for it. The same happens to the girls. But the way it has been connected to marriage... This is a bit more complex. It is a bit more complex and confusing, I guess.
Yes, because this has so many aspects to it. It has, as I told you, this individual aspect of it,
yeah,
personal, and then social, how society is. Some societies, make marriage as a pressure.
Yeah.
For
youth. A must.
Yes. It is a level that is, you have to do it. And then some people are avoiding it because they don't want to say yes to the social pressure.
Right.
While I think that if the social pressure was not there, these people would, would prefer to get married even. which is like really interesting how we react to different topics because of society.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't want to accept the norms of the society.
Yes, you want to be the rebellion.
But going back to our religion, it is really nice that in Islam we have this idea that marriage and men and women standing next to each other will complete them. Our great prophet had said, marriage is my tradition. Whoever rejects it is not from me. So we know, I mean, as Muslims, we know that this is a must. This is something very important. This is going to improve us. This is going to be our final decision. But then we come to this point that, am I ready for it or not? I mean, for Muslims, I guess, the problem is here. This readiness, am I ready? Am I well prepared to go for this decision or not?
Back then, when I think, you know, this knowledge and psychology, this were not really common, people would make mistakes and they would think that a certain age means you're ready.
Yeah, they
now, we see child men, as some friend of mine called them. That is really pathetic and bad. What? Now that we have, you know, thankfully, we can have, you know, therapies, knowledge, we observe other people, we can make a bit wiser decision. And if you're not sure, just reading some books and getting a therapy can really be helpful.
So we have to go for this. We know that our religion is just encouraging us to get married, to start families, to share this wisdom of the Islamic culture within the community. Mm-hmm. But let's go for a short break, and then we're going to discuss what are the deeper reasons for young people who reject marriage.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Some people like to be independent.
Yes.
Like to have their own freedom. And they are scared, like me. They're scared that what if the person who's going to enter my life will change? I have seen many people around me, many friends, that once they were marrying, they thought, okay, this person is different. He's different from
the
world.
He's the one.
Yeah. He's the one that I could find. And then they go for the marriage, and after a few months, the challenges will start. That one person will change into the common one, into the kind of one that, the kind of person that could have come to their life and change everything or even destroy. So many people are scared of this, that people will change. And what if my independence, my freedom will make him sad or make him change his ideas towards me? The same will happen to the boys. What if the woman is going to control me so much that I cannot have my freedom to spend time with my friends, say it?
Yes, we have seen many examples around ourselves that this makes this lovely concept of marriage very scary.
Yeah.
You know, see, I understand why society kind of puts pressure on young people to get married. Because a healthy, good marriage, I want to highlight healthy, good marriage, can really help you improve, you know, emotionally, spiritually, and worldly too. But not every marriage is gonna, you know, give me this growth.
Yeah, right.
Some marriages destroy you, kill you. And not only you, but also your children, if by that time you have children.
Even your family.
Your families and surrounding. And then, oh my God, these toxic families all together. Now, amazing, we have a small back society. That's not nice. That's one of the big reasons, I think, why our generation does not want to continue the cycle. They're waiting for this perfect marriage.
Yeah, right. And they're not ready to take risks.
Yeah, no risks. Exactly. We are not ready to take risks. I'd rather die single, probably, than take risk of a, maybe, you know, harmful
also
marriage.
Also, financial problems. I mean, for boys, I have some cousins that are just at the age that they have to, they don't have to, say. They want to get ready to start a family.
Okay.
But whenever we talk to each other, they have this phobia, this terror that, what if this happens and I'm not ready financially to start a family? What if I will not marry unless I am sure that one day my wife wants something and then I can just provide her with it? What if I do not have that much of wealth that is needed for her?
In Islam, we believe that rizq is something that Allah gives us. So, you know, we can try our utmost, but at the end of the day, Allah is the one who is blessing us. So for this particular, you know, aspect, I can be a little gentle and say that we can, you know, if you're working, if you're, you know, doing enough, then you should not worry that much.
Yeah.
You should have a bit tawakkul to God.
But putting it into practice is hard.
Yes, of course it is hard. For me, I see marriage a bit scary, not for the financial reason.
I think the biggest problem, I mean, the most highlighted one, mm-hmm. based on the community, the society, what I can see with people, is this fear of conflict or divorce. Oh. I mean, we don't like the negative sides. We don't like the other person saying negative ideas about us. We don't like them to criticize us. And more importantly, we don't like the divorce. So because this young generation doesn't want to hear the negative idea, negative side of the story, doesn't want someone to come home one day and say, why did you do this?
Mm-hmm.
So they escape it. I don't know if you've heard any stories or seen any people experiencing this problem, that they don't like to be in a conflict. You know, our generation usually likes to be in comfort, in quiet and peace.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel marriage is going to put us outside this peace.
Yes.
We're going to be outside this comfort zone.
It is definitely going to be out of our comfort zone because, you know, even normal relationship like friendship needs a lot of sacrifices, let alone this marriage that you need to, you know, get along with a totally opposite gender from a totally different family and probably from a totally different universe. Of course, it's scary.
But so I think this is the scariest part.
Yeah. That you wouldn't be able to, you know, have that spark for the longest of time. That connection that we thought that could comfort each other. Because we have in Quran that in Surah Ar-Rum, verse 21, He created for you from yourselves mates that you may find tranquility in them. You know, if there is no peace and calm, why to get married? Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah, so truly mentioned. And also with companionship, with this being together, this togetherness, comes this peace, comes this tranquility, comes this connection, this vibe that I'm not alone. So marriage does have its terrors, let's say, its risks for sure. But also with it comes the stability and love. With it comes the companionship that we might never find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for sure, with our family, we feel safe. We feel like we have some supporters next to us. But this level of connection is totally different from the other
ones. Yeah, it's a different type.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we would want to get married according to social norms, it can be very hard because society has some very unnecessary taboos.
Yeah, right.
And very hard
and
norms,
traditions
and standards for both men and women. I am not saying it's very much easier for men or for women. Both sides, they have to be this perfect woman or man to be, you know, wanted. And these labels that people are putting on each other. The best thing I think is to, you know, trust God and reference to the religion. What has religion to say? Are these norms even acceptable? Are these even important? What is the main thing that I should be looking for? What sacrifices should I make and what sacrifices I should not make?
Also looking at the other side, I mean, okay, you prefer to stay single your whole life. Is this connecting your religion? Is this connecting your personality and your character? You know, humans are created for connection.
Yes.
We are created in societies. In our religion, we have many places like the Friday prayer. We have many places that we show.
Communal activity.
Yeah, exactly. We show that we are standing next to each other. We show that we're not alone. Our religion is not the one that has been designed for people being isolated and all alone. So our religion is showing the way. The risks are of course, on our way. But we should also be aware that we're not going to stay alone our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even possible.
So I think we should go for marriages. But if you are aware, ready, and, you know, strong enough.
Well, with the wishes of great marriages in the way of our listeners and with the wishes of great lives for those who are already living with each other, let's end today's episode. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings, be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaykum. Wassalamu alaykum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.